For some folks, the big news this weekend was yesterday's royal wedding. The book of Revelation describes the Eucharist and heaven as a royal wedding banquet. The feast, the wedding feast of the Lamb. Jesus is the groom, the church is his bride. I bear no resemblance to Prince Harry. Some of us are old enough to remember an American radio broadcaster by the name of Paul Harvey. He was famous for his distinctive deliveries of news and different stories, commentaries about society. Dramatic pauses, rather odd intonations, his standard lead-in and sign-off. Hello, Americans, I'm Paul Harvey. You know what the news is. In a minute, I'll tell you the rest of the story. And then when he is finished, good day. A classic example of what he broadcast is called "And So God Made a Farmer." It's a tribute to the American farmer. Google it or ask Alexa, she'll know. While some personal stories, media stories, and general information would like to be considered the whole truth and nothing but the truth, a lot of stories, most stories, are much more complex, less complete, and a combination of the truth, perceptions, and uncertainties. More often than not, there's more to the story, for better or for worse. There's more to the story. And as we gather to celebrate the Eucharist for this great feast of Pentecost, in today's gospel reading, we are told by Jesus that he has more to tell us. There's more to the salvation story, but he cannot tell it now. He will send the Spirit of truth, who will speak what the Father wants us to know. And that same Holy Spirit will guide us and declare the things that are to come. Later in his gospel, St. John acknowledges that Jesus said and did so many things that are not recorded in his gospel book. And even St. Luke tells us that his gospel is one of several narratives of the events that have taken place in the presence of Jesus. There's more to the story than is recorded in Scripture. The Holy Spirit, we are told, will be our advocate, our defense attorney, our helper, a Spirit of truth, who replaces the physical presence of Jesus in the world in which we live. Saint Leo the Great writes that because of the Holy Spirit, our Redeemer's visible presence has passed into the sacraments. We believe that God speaks to us through his word, and we believe the Holy Spirit dwells within us. But we also believe that God became flesh in Jesus Christ. And once Jesus rose from the dead, he continues to be visibly present among us in our sacraments. We live at a time when a lot of folks carry bottled water. It's a fairly recent invention. We didn't as kids. Fancy-dancy bottled waters, sparkling, with flavors, without. Fizzles, no bubbles, all kinds of containers. We live in the country that has probably the best water in the world, and we probably consume the most bottled water than any other nation. Last night's gospel, when it spoke about the Spirit of God, spoke of the Spirit as being a life-giving river who satisfies our quench, our thirst, rather, for God and holiness. The Holy Spirit present among us satisfies our desire to know God for real, a thirst to know what is good and beautiful and true. Catholic theologian, Jesuit Bernard Lonergan once wrote that the human mind wants to know everything about everything. The human mind is so curious. We want to discover more and know more and find more. And only God knows everything about everything. But God's Holy Spirit is shared with us so that we can know what is good and beautiful and true. Not all that is virtual is real and virtuous. There's a human need, there's a human desire for what is real and what is true. Real mums and dads who are outrageously courageous are more real than any Marvel hero or heroine. While fake might be cheaper and more sensational, true news, real materials, real flowers, real homemade food shared with family members around a table are valuable necessities of human life. And we live at a time when so much seems to be relative, it's hard to know what is true. It can be so confusing. For some, the unborn are not human, but a pet can be a child or grandchild. What's for real? What's true? Our readings on this feast from the Acts of the Apostles and the letters of St. Paul remind us that there is so much more to the story of salvation. The Spirit of God is alive and active within the church still, unifying and purifying with the grand variety of gifts. Every person in this church is gifted with more than one gift. And with those gifts comes a responsibility so that each one can contribute to the good of the church, the good of our family, and the good of society. God's Holy Spirit of truth confronts what is false and sinful. God's Holy Spirit also has the power to preserve the bond of faith and charity that has gathered us together. You see, there's more to the story because the Holy Spirit is still speaking to you and to me. Our lives are not complete yet. Our paragraphs, our chapters, become part of salvation history. And God's breath, divine breath, is passing through your lungs and mine. And our disciple communion with Christ Jesus this morning is nourishment for the journey. We are gifted and expected to be the holy assembly of God, the body of Christ, the church.